The Night Alive, playing at Curtain Call Theater through November 7th, is a wonderful character study of a man who, by society's definition, is a loser. He's slothful, dirty, unreliable, and not very trustworthy. One night in a park in Dublin, the loner, Tommy, sees a young woman being beaten by a man and uncharacteristically intervenes and brings Amy back home to his filthy flat. Later, he is to learn that she is a part-time prostitute and the man beating her was her psychotic boyfriend. And even more unusual for the pair, they form a bond that transforms them. It's a darkly comic work that is on one level a play about misfits bonding to survive in a world in which they are invisible. But at its heart, The Night Alive is an almost spiritual play about redemption. Thanks to a marvelous performance by Chris Forster, the work becomes an allegory about man's futility in his search to find a place in his universe. Forster crafts a penetrating portrait of a man who is adrift in a world to which he created. Tommy's past is sullied and his future is bleak. His only friend Doc, whom he is willing to cheat, is described as a person whose mind is always 5 to 10 minutes behind everyone else. Yet somehow Forster creates a man who is larger than the sum of his parts. So eventually we care and hope that something good happens to him. One of the beautiful ironies in a play is we're never sure that Amy is that good thing. Though written in 2013, The Night Alive could have been right at home in the 1960s, alongside the plays of John Osborne, Harold Pinter, and certainly Joe Orton. Indeed, as the characters Tommy and Doc open the play with some comical wordplay, you either wait for the entrance of Godot or laugh while recalling fond memories of the Monty Python gang. The existentialist tone of the play does cause some problems. Director Carol Max is comfortable with the storytelling skills of the playwright, which drives the play. But since the characters are meant to be more than real people, the direction seems to be cautious about the aspect of their work, thus confusing the intent of the playwright. One case is Patrick White's portrayal of Doc. White is effective as the childlike Doc as he borders the line between innocence and annoying. However, since it is Doc who speaks for the play's larger themes when he expounds on time waves, black holes, and their links to higher powers in such a wise, intelligent, and comprehending way, it seems he's dropped character and become someone else. Lost is the intuitive nature of the individuals who are without guile. John Noble as Maurice is able to show his shifts in personality with a natural ease. He is churlish as Tommy's uncle who owns the house they live in, and is also believable as the sentimental widower who drunkenly reveals his feelings of guilt about his wife's accidental death. If Maurice is McPherson's stand-in for God, Noble brings a solidly Irish portrayal to the deity. Most disappointing is Amy. McPherson rarely creates fully developed women in his plays, and Amy is no exception. Played by Elizabeth Petrangelo in a totally passive fashion, she is believable as an abused woman who lacks identity and personality. But as a redemptive figure who changes Tommy's life, there needs to be more spark and charisma. As for Kenneth, who is either Amy's ex or current boyfriend, the character seems to exist solely to change the mood of the play and to represent the evil that exists outside the sterile universe of Tommy's world. Played by Alex Perrone, he's really a bad guy and a thug. Missing is the ominous purpose of the character. The Night Alive is a bold choice for a theater company, as it is a play that tends to be uncomfortable, but in a very good way. The Night Alive is at Curtain Call Theater in Latham. It plays through November 7th. For schedule and tickets, call 877-7529. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.